Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. It's an otherworldly attitude because it doesn't fit the culture at all, and not to be so connected to what's going on. In fact, you said that Jesus gave the example of having a holy disregard for the external. Talk about Jesus and that holy disregard, how he walked that out.
You know, he's such an interesting person. I think the subtitle of that chapter was The Man Who Needed Nothing. If you think about Jesus, I mean, first of all, he didn't need advice or information or counsel from his disciples. He didn't have to ask, you know, do you think we should go to Jerusalem now? I mean, when he would do something like that, it was only to test them and to teach them. He would just go to Jerusalem. But he didn't need shelter. Well, maybe he did, but it's not described in the scripture. We knew he grew up in Nazareth, but then he went to Capernaum, and we don't know where he stayed there. He maybe stayed with Peter to some degree. If you go to Capernaum today, you will see where Peter's house is, where Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. But we really don't know where he slept. The clearest that we know, he says, foxes have holes, birds have nests, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Now, that doesn't mean he slept out in the stars. We just don't know. He did not seem to need money. At least we don't know how he earned his money for this time. Earlier, when he was a carpenter, he earned money that way. But we know that some of the people with him were giving gifts to him. But how did he buy the food and do the travels? He didn't need to have respectable parents. This was a scandalous couple that God chose for him. Yeah. And I mean, Mary, of course, was, you know, was very, very godly. But, you know, even Joseph had explaining to him when he got back, and he didn't need to have a luxurious birthing suite with a jacuzzi in a modern hospital. He didn't need to be raised in a respectable town. Nazareth was the worst. And even today is kind of regarded that way. He didn't have to have prestigious schools or good connections. Everything we want to know about the rich and famous, everything that's inside those magazines that we want to find out about their lives, God intentionally holds back from us. So we do not know anything about Jesus was tall or short, about his nose, about the color of his hair, whether it's curly. You know what? I mean, God looks on the inside. That doesn't mean that we can walk around completely ignoring external things. You know, I have to mow my lawn and I have to paint my house if it looks horrible, and my neighbors wouldn't be very happy. And I have to, you know, wash my hair every once in a while. I'm not saying that, but God looks on the inside. And so if right now 90 to 95% of our attention is on the external and 5% is on the internal, I would suggest maybe we reverse that somewhat and pay more attention to the internal, which is why I have a chapter on authenticity in this book, too, Contentment and Authenticity. I think that's just so important that before God, you can con everybody in the world, but you can even con yourself, but you can't con God. I mean, he really knows. He really knows who we are. So I don't care if you're tall or short or beautiful or well-dressed. I want to know when you lay down at night and you turn the light out and you're laying there all by yourself, just you and God, who are you then?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.